This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Getting you ready for Saturday, okay? We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. The phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to everybody who listened to the first 2 hours of the show. We started off talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo, him winning the NBA MVP award and getting your thoughts. I can't knock the fact that he won the award. I mean, for what it means, MVP doesn't mean the best player in the league. That's just the facts. LeBron James, this guy's out here trying to win a finals MVP, and I know that matters a whole lot more. Giannis said as much. Last hour, we got you ready for week two of the NFL season. We looked at a bunch of teams that need to get their lives together, that if they go 0-2, things can get real ugly real quick. That includes life for the Buccaneers and the Cowboys, amongst other teams. Okay, a big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs as we get ready to talk some basketball. Why? Because the Los Angeles Lakers, they just beat the Denver Nuggets 126-114 to take game one of the Western Conference Finals. Big game for Anthony Davis tonight. We want to talk about attacking the basket. Anthony Davis finished with 37 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. He was 12 of 21 from the field, 12 of 15 from the free throw line. I mean, Nikola Jokic, he was in foul trouble early. Nikola Jokic, I want to say only finished, but he finished with 21 points, only 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. We know Nikola Jokic, he's the engine for the Nuggets, and Jamal Murray, he's the fire. He's the piston. I mean, he finished with 21 points as well. Michael Porter Jr. came on when the game was out of reach. Michael Porter Jr. scored 14 points. And ultimately, I had an opportunity to watch the early part of this game before I came on air. While I was on air, I had it on in the background, a chance to watch. But one thing that I do know, before the Lakers started to blow the Nuggets out, at one point, the Lakers led by 27 points. By the time we got to the second quarter, things got ugly for Denver. It really did. It seemed that they started to fall apart. Turnovers were a problem. Fouls were a problem. Nikola Jokic, I mean, he had to go ahead and he needed to take a seat just to ensure that he would be available for the rest of the game. He finished the night with 4 fouls, but things weren't great. Nikola Jokic was fouling. And at the same time, I told you, Anthony Davis went to the free throw line 12 of 15, okay? He was at the line 15 times. This is what Coach Mike Malone of the Nuggets had to say about the foul calls.
They only shot 42% in that quarter, but they went to the foul line 24 times in one quarter. 24 times in a quarter.
which is an extremely high number, on pace for almost 100. And we were called for 16 personal fouls in that quarter. And then on top of that, 7 turnovers, again, fueling their break. So I'll have to go back and watch the film to see what we can do better. How do we defend without fouling? Because, well, we're not going to beat that team by putting them on the foul line 37 times. So that's definitely part of it.
Yeah, that's part of it. You want to talk about the fouls. Mike Malone also spoke about the defense. Listen.
Even in that first quarter, we didn't guard anybody. You know, our offense was able to score the ball, but there was little defense. A huge point of emphasis going into this series was transition, getting back, makes, misses, turnovers, dead balls. And they scored 25 transition points tonight. And at 15 turnovers for 20 points fueled their break.
Look, by the time we got to the second quarter, this matchup, this game became a track meet. And it favored the Los Angeles Lakers. Oh, that guy LeBron James? LeBron James only had 15 points, 12 assists, and 6 rebounds. The Los Angeles Lakers still won 126-114. And I know for whatever reason, I feel folks take it out of context. When it's a conversation about LeBron James and LeBron James is taking his time and LeBron James evaluates what's going on and what type of player just doesn't fully go for your throat and go for the jugular and try to get you the hell up on out of here. Somebody who's a basketball genius, that's who. Somebody who can win a game. Can you imagine? Let's think about this for a minute. Can you imagine if James Harden only scored 15 points? You know what generally happens? The Rockets stink. The Rockets lose. I could see a stat line right now. James Harden, 15 points. You know, 6 of 23 from the field. Rockets lose in ugly fashion. LeBron James was 6 of 11 from the field. But had 15 points, 12 assists, 6 rebounds. Anthony Davis, 8, 37 points. And to be quite frank, I don't know who the hell is going to stop Anthony Davis this series. That's what you want. This is a beautiful thing when LeBron James doesn't have to just take over to win. He has the opportunity to work Anthony Davis and put this man to work. And we've known this throughout the season. The Lakers will move. The Lakers will go somewhere. The Lakers will move towards a championship if Anthony Davis is the powerhouse. Because that's not to say, and this is poor phrasing, pardon me, to say that LeBron James turns it on and off. But he evaluates the situation. There's no need, unless he absolutely needs to. There's no need for LeBron James to say, I'm going to get me 37 points tonight. That's never been the case in his career outside from earlier on when he needed to do everything. And still, even at that point, he was smart enough to know when to go and when to let somebody else get a chance. Because that's what you do when you're the best. You elevate everybody else around you, knowing that you have enough talent that you can go and get yours. Not every player, not every superstar that's come through the NBA could do that. And this is what LeBron James has done. And kudos to the rest of the Los Angeles Lakers because they've stepped up as well. Okay? Kentavious Caldwell-Pope tonight for a guy that just drove me up a wall. He finishes with 18 points tonight, 3 of 5 from downtown. Danny Green, he's still in a shooting slump. He was 3 of 10 from the field, 1 of 4 from downtown. He had 8 points. Dwight Howard gave you 13 points. Him and JaVale McGee, they played some solid defense on the Joker, including several block shots. Dwight Howard finished with 2. Rondo had 7 points. Kyle Kuzma gave you 11. Markieff Morris, 9. When you score 126 points, like Mike Malone said, hey, you're going to be hard-pressed to win. And I don't know if things will change for the Denver Nuggets here. I know a few nights ago I took some calls, and I'd say, you know, maybe 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10, folks would tell me that they thought the Nuggets were going to beat the Lakers. And the reality is, I feel like the majority of those folks were calling up from Colorado. Good luck. I don't see it changing. I gave the Denver Nuggets 2 games. They may not get there. The Los Angeles Lakers, they may head to the NBA Finals, and who knows what the hell the Celtics decide to do. But at this point, the Lakers, they might be waiting again. They might be able to put their feet up, get a little bit of rest, and just wait. Because the honest question is anybody touching the Los Angeles Lakers? Is anybody going to deny them from winning the Larry O'Brien Trophy? You think about everything the Los Angeles Lakers are playing for, just from a personal standpoint. LeBron James is trying to go for ring number 4. Anthony Davis trying to get a ring. Who knows? Maybe if Anthony Davis wins, he may go on to another team, or he may decide to run it back. Who knows? But if you think about all of the teams that are left in the playoffs, the Lakers have to get by the Nuggets. And I think that will happen. Because I don't think LeBron James will be denied. And I have no idea, none, I have no idea who's stopping Anthony Davis on the Nuggets. That's very clear. If you go ahead and look at how the Boston Celtics have played, if the Boston Celtics can turn things around, it doesn't look likely right now. Would the Celtics beat the Lakers, a team playing like this? You got to say the Miami Heat have the best shot. You'd have to say the Miami Heat have the best odds to go out and defeat the Lakers. They're a team that would play defense. They're a team that would not give up. They're a team that would keep up. You want to talk about a scrappy group. The Miami Heat, they take their lead from a guy who isn't the best player, isn't the flashiest guy, and that's Jimmy Butler. So kudos to the Los Angeles Lakers, winning 126-114 against the Nuggets. You know, I had people telling me, oh, JR, you're disrespecting the Nuggets, and oh, well, watch what the Nuggets do. Well, they were down. As much as they've come back and they show fight, they were still down to get there. They were still down 3-1. You think that's going to fly with the Los Angeles Lakers? I gave the Nuggets 2 games. And that's not to say that they won't get 2. But maybe right now they'd be hard-pressed to get 1. Tell me, what's going to stop next game? Who's going to stop Anthony Davis? Who's going to stop LeBron James? You know, there's nothing set in stone here that Jamal Murray is going to, you know, rise up and get you 40 or get you 45. There's nothing in stone here saying with the Lakers defense where he has to look at multiple bodies who aren't just, 6'5" midgets. You can throw out a Dwight Howard, you can throw out a JaVale McGee. Jokic will get numbers here or there, but I can't see him going out and becoming a world changer again. So the Nuggets will ultimately go home. And I know again, I'm going to have people message me, don't disrespect the Nuggets. Give the Nuggets some credit. I do. The series is not over. It's only 1 game. I know people will say that. But the Lakers are going to walk away from this series and go right to the NBA Finals. So get your messages ready for me right now. The Lakers are going to the Finals. And right now, I'd say their biggest challenge happens to be the Miami Heat. And even in that series, let's see what the rest of the East looks like. I'd say the Lakers right now, they are the favorite to win it all. I see LeBron James winning his fourth trophy. I see the Lakers celebrating the legacy of Kobe Bryant. I see Anthony Davis winning his first ring. We can spend all the time we want, like we did in the first hour, talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo and him winning an MVP. His ass is at home. I think LeBron James is going to be the guy to win another NBA championship. And who knows? Maybe Anthony Davis wins finals MVP. But I can tell you this much. It doesn't matter who wins finals MVP. I got the Lakers winning the NBA championship right now. And I'm sorry for all you Denver Nugget fans out there who want to yell at me. My apologies. You tell me somebody who's going to push the Lakers out of the way. Tell me who's going to light it up. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Can anybody beat the Lakers? Who has the best chance? Because right now, if you're asking me, the Denver Nuggets, I don't care if it's one game. I don't see what's going to happen the next several games. The Lakers should take care of them in at maximum six games. Maybe the Nuggets get two. 855-212-4CBS. Do the Nuggets have a chance? And who has the best shot to knock off the Lakers? Because they look like they're ready to raise the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Call me up right now. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the Western Conference Finals. Damn it, we're talking about the NBA Finals. The Lakers take game one of the West. 126 to 114. Anthony Davis, 37 points. LeBron James, 15 points, but 12 assists, 6 rebounds. The Lakers right now, oh man, I have no idea who's going to stop them on the way to a championship. I think the Miami Heat have the best odds. They have the best chances. The Denver Nuggets right now, I thought the Lakers would win this series 4-2. I still want to give the Nuggets maybe one game at least. But the Lakers just look like a steam engine. They just look like they're rolling. And you want to talk about added fuel to the fire. I told you that LeBron James, this man is trying to win a title. The Lakers are playing for the legacy of Kobe Bryant. Well, LeBron, Giannis got the MVP. He got 86 out of 101 votes. This is what LeBron had to say about the MVP race. Listen.
Not saying that the winner wasn't deserving of the MVP. But that pissed me off. And I finished second a lot in my career, either from a championship and now four times as the MVP. Like I said, I never came into this league saying let me be an MVP or be a champion. I've always said I just want to get better and better every single day, and those things that take care of yourself. There's some things that are just out of my hand and some things you can't control. But it pissed me off.
Yeah, can you blame him? When you're a professional athlete, you want to go ahead and look for motivation. Think about that. First place votes. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 86. LeBron James, 15. Do the math. LeBron James is the guy still playing, and he has something to play for. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Do the Nuggets have a chance? Who has the best chance to knock off the Lakers? Because they certainly look like the favorites. James from Georgia, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you say?
JR.
That's me, James. Yeah, loud and clear. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
How you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I love your show, man. I just want to call and tell you, I love LeBron James and the Lakers. I called you earlier tonight. 4-0, it'd be the Lakers. And that guy that called in early talking about LeBron James, what this and what that. Look, the other night I heard you name off his stats. Name me another player that's going to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And that's all I got to say, JR. I love your show, and you're very intelligent, man. I love your show.
Thank you, James. I appreciate you. Listen, LeBron James, and yes, I tell people that all the time. I hope LeBron is healthy. I hope he's healthy over the next 4 years because, yes, LeBron James will pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And that's a tough thing to just say, let's clock it in and lock it in for 4 more years of health. But I think that would be amazing. This guy's career is amazing. Think about it. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have watched Michael Jordan my whole life. I grew up with him my entire lifetime. I did. From a child all the way to an adult, I had an opportunity to watch MJ. I've had the same opportunity to watch LeBron. And to be able to see basically one generation later, a player be able to potentially snatch some of these stats that nobody ever thought would be attainable. In a generation, one generation later is amazing. Lewis is calling up from Illinois. Lewis, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I just wanted to mention that the Lakers are not going to lose to the Heat, to the Nuggets, obviously. I think it's going to be done in 5 games. I think they're going to be waiting. LeBron is obviously motivated with the death of Kobe Bryant. But let me just say one thing. Do not underestimate the Miami Heat and their game plan. I'm going to use that phrase, game plan, for the Los Angeles Lakers. Because the Lakers run thin in certain areas. Everybody's all boastful about their top two guys. But if there's one team, one coach, and don't forget something, Spoelstra was under Pat Riley for years. And I mean, for a very long time, and Pat Riley is absolutely one of the best. His system and how they're already, I guarantee you, they're already thinking about what they're going to do for LeBron and AD. You got to realize the Lakers do run thin a little bit with durability come a series against a team like the Heat. They're not dealing with that right now at all. They have not been dealing with that at all in the Western Conference.
Lewis.
Something that, Yes.
Yeah, I don't think, well, you got a big old echo there, Lewis. Thank you. I don't think anybody is omitting or forgetting anything. And yes, we all know, I think anybody who's followed basketball, we know how long Eric Spoelstra had to toil in the video room and had to work his way up from Pat Riley. So I don't think anybody has forgotten who and what the Miami Heat are. And yes, I see the Heat as being the biggest challenge. I don't think anybody's forgetting anything. Not at all. Now, what I may not be too sure about is you talking about the Lakers and their durability, their role players' durability. What do you mean? That's not clear to me. I mean, do you want to talk about whether or not their players will step up, their role players, their bench players? I think they've gotten better as the postseason has gone on. As I know early on, it certainly did look like LeBron, Anthony Davis, and then who else? Well, we've seen some of their players get better and step up. So let's throw the durability part of the conversation out of here. The Ram is calling up from Chicago. The Ram, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Yo, what's good, JR?
I'm good. Make your point, my man. What's up?
Man, all right, look, first and foremost, nobody's beating the Lakers. No disrespect to the Heat, but they're not going to beat the Lakers in the finals. LeBron should have won MVP. That man rolled his ankle tonight, stayed in the game, started dunking. Giannis rolled his ankle, left the game, and Middleton had to win it. As far as the Heat goes, Lewis, I'm calling you out from Chicago. Jimmy gets buckets, man, but he don't get enough buckets to beat LeBron. So I'm taking the Lakers 4-1 over the Nuggets, and I'm going to take them 4-2 over the Heat in the finals because he don't get enough buckets to beat LeBron, bro.
Okay. Thank you, Naram, for calling up from Chi-Town. I want to continue to take your phone calls on this. Is anybody beating the Los Angeles Lakers? Do the Nuggets still have a chance to knock off the Lakers? The Lakers look like they're going to win it. I think the Heat have the best chance. But good luck. We just heard from LeBron James out of his own mouth. LeBron James said, I am pissed off. Well, what does an angry LeBron do? I think there's no doubt he's going back to the finals. And I'd say that LeBron James and the Lakers, they are the favorites to win it again. Well, not again, for the first time since 2009. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. More of your calls when we come back. Can anybody stop the Lakers from winning the championship this year?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That audio, courtesy of Lakers Radio. Anthony Davis would ultimately finish the game with 37 points. The Denver Nuggets had no answer. And the Lakers ultimately take game one, 126-114. I think it's over for the Nuggets. I mean, I thought that they would lose 4-2, but hell, at this point, maybe they get a game. Ultimately, I still think the Lakers will go all the way, and I believe the Miami Heat pose the largest threat. And let's see if the Boston Celtics can stop giving away games to them. But the question to you right now, 855-212-4CBS, can anybody stop the Lakers? Do the Nuggets stand a chance here in this series? I think it's a legitimate question now. I believe it was a legitimate question before the series even got started. The Nuggets have showed that they have zero quit. They also have shown that they can go down 3-1 in a series. You got some give, and you got some take. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's go back to these phone lines here. Kyle is calling up from Atlanta. Kyle, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, Kyle, you're on. What's up?
I'm surprised you not giving Nuggets any chance since they was down 3-1, not one time, but two times in the same year. They battle-tested. They got a good coach. They got two good players in Jokic and Murray. They not worried about one game, and neither should we. One game really don't mean nothing. Lakers came in more prepared, executed better, but that's about it. It's a long series. I got Nuggets in seven, and that's what I got.
Okay, well, I mean, Kyle, you talk about battle-tested. I just told you that goes two ways. The Nuggets were down 3-1. They were. Okay, and are you going to tell me that the Lakers are the worst team that they have faced off against? The Clippers? Clippers are looked at as one of the best. We know they stunk. And then we can go back and look at the Jazz. It fell apart the same way. Come on. Let's be honest here. Do you see the Lakers giving up a 3-1 lead? Are the Lakers going to go up 3-1? Do you see the Denver Nuggets doing that again? It's not battle tested. That shows you that they have heart. That shows you that they've played a lot of basketball. It also shows you that they can go down deep into a hole. I think that's flying this time around. Josh is calling up from Georgia. Josh, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
Hey, man. Kind of picking up where that last guy left off, I think that also as a Clippers fan, we're not really giving enough credit to the Nuggets, man. And, well, I definitely agree whoever gets to the finals from the West is going to have an easier path than those from the East. It's going to be pretty difficult for me to believe that this series doesn't go longer than just a few games.
I'm giving it six. I mean, are you going to push it to the limit too? Do you believe this is going to be so close of a series that we're going to get seven?
I think that there's definitely a possibility. While I can't predict the future, the one thing you talked about a whole and the give and take part of it for me is those guys performed way better under pressure than any other team that I've seen in the bubble so far. Whenever the situations got harder, they did too.
Okay. Well, that's reasonable. And thank you, Josh, for calling up from Georgia. Everything comes to a head at a certain point in time. And this is not taking away from anything that the Nuggets have done. Zero. Nothing. But when you come back to reality, they're going to be hard-pressed to win this series. There comes a point in time where, yeah, you run out of gas. We can look at Nikola Jokic and we can look at Jamal Murray and say, wow, emerging star in the league. And we can look at Jokic and say, oh, wow, this is a big man that can do it all from an offensive standpoint, including set up a whole entire offense. But how long does that last? Do the Nuggets have that guy? And we've seen it with Murray, but I'm talking about on a consistent level, on a high level. Who's the transcendent player on the Nuggets that will just get the job done? We're not there yet. We are not there yet. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Is anybody beating the Lakers? Yes, anything can happen. We know that. No, none of us have a crystal ball, or maybe some of us do. We know all of that. But it's a difficult proposition to say that the Nuggets are going to beat the Lakers. Come on. Sean is calling up from Chicago. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, JR? I just want to say that personally, I don't believe nobody's going to beat the Lakers from here on out. And I say that because you know how sports is. Anything can happen, of course, but that anything has already happened. That's why the Nuggets are where they are. That's why Milwaukee is where they are. Now it's just left to the Lakers. To me, it's going to be a cakewalk for the Lakers from here on out. I know they was down. They lost a few games early in the playoffs, and they looked like, maybe somebody could deal with them. But it's not going to happen. Nuggets don't have enough. But when they get to Miami, if who I think going to beat Boston, they don't have enough. LeBron and AD is too dominant, period. Now, I know for a fact, AD plays ball from Chicago, and when you know sports basketball here is the top of the line. It's time to play ball. I mean, I don't know how you feel about that, but that's what I think.
Well, Chicago has certainly pushed out some of the best ballers, and thank you, Sean, for calling up from Chi-Town. You can pat your city on the back. I'm not going to take anything away from you there. Congratulations, but yeah, Anthony Davis is a baller. He has gotten better as the playoffs have gone on. I don't see the Denver Nuggets as having an answer for someone to stop Anthony Davis. And yes, he also happens to be from Chicago. So I'll give you that one. Let's talk to Jack. He's calling up from Oregon. Jack, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
I really think you're right. I think the Lakers are going to roll to the championship. I think the Blazers were the biggest threat to them in the playoffs. And I think that they got kind of lucky that the Blazers were tired and injured. And I think everyone kind of talked smack on Chuck for backing the Blazers, but he couldn't have seen just how hurt they were. But really, the Lakers, they're a good team, and they're going to roll their way to the championship, as much as it hurts me as a Blazers fan to see that.
All right. Thank you, Jack, for calling up from Oregon. Yeah, I guess we had to go back in time. And yeah, that was the moment. The Lakers have gotten hot. The Lakers have heated up as we've moved forward here. The one time that I looked at the Los Angeles Lakers and said, whoa, what the hell is going on? Is that ugly game one loss against the Blazers. And people could tell me, oh, well, it's the Blazers. And oh, the Lakers, oh, yeah, the bubble, the beginning of the bubble, the eight games didn't matter. You can say all of that. But that was the only time that the Lakers looked ugly. Their bench players weren't there yet. Rondo wasn't there yet. And they have picked things up as they have moved along. And yeah, this is not to take anything away from the Denver Nuggets. Here they come back from 3-1. Yeah, they did it two times. Yes, quote unquote, they are battle tested. But seven games? What the hell did you watch tonight? Did you watch tonight? What shows you anything tonight that the Denver Nuggets are going to move this series to seven games? What gives you confidence? I didn't see anything. And LeBron James, you gave him added fuel to the fire. You gave him added motivation to go out and perform. I don't see the Denver Nuggets saying, okay, we're going to go down and we're going to have another magic carpet ride back to the top. This is the Lakers series to win. Quite frankly, this is the Lakers finals to lose. Miami, the Heat, they might give them the biggest challenge, but everything comes to a head like I told you. Good luck getting past, or Denver, good luck to Denver. There comes a point in time where you got to be worn out. 3-1 is not easy, let alone two times. Let's see how the rest of these NBA playoffs just finish out. At this point in time, I want to see if the Boston Celtics can actually put up a fight and not in the locker room. We heard and learned after their loss yesterday that Marcus Smart threw a I don't want to call it a tantrum, but there was a lot of emotions and there was a lot of screaming. There was a lot of yelling as a result of that game. Celtics have given up two big leads. And this is not surprising to me. And this is why I picked the Boston Celtics to win the series. Jimmy Butler, after game two, admitted and said, we have to play harder because the Celtics probably have more talent than us. And that's not something you just lob out there just for the hell of it. That's not something that you lob out there, you know, just to strike conversation. The Celtics have talent that can just go out and make an all-star team by themselves. And guys that have. Kemba Walker obviously has admitted that he's played terrible. And so the Boston Celtics, they have their work cut out for them being down 0-2. But obviously with the leads they've had, having the opportunity to be up 2-0. And I don't know if they'll have a chance to swing on back. Let's tune in and see. But with so much going on in the NBA and Giannis getting the award and Giannis sweeping 86-15 first place votes, I'm even a little bit surprised at that. And as a reminder, a matter of fact, listen to what LeBron James had to say about not winning MVP, but not necessarily not winning, but just talking about the disparity in first placed votes.
Not saying that you know, the winner wasn't deserving of the MVP, but that pissed me off. And I finished second a lot in my career, either from a championship and now four times as the MVP. You know. Like I said, I never came into this league saying, let me be MVP be a champion. I've always said, I just want to get better and better every single day. And those things that take care of yourself. There's some things that are just out of my hand and some things you can't control. But It pissed me off.
Let's see what the Los Angeles Lakers do to finish up here against the Denver Nuggets and what they do in the finals. And this is not me getting ahead of myself, but this is legacy writing for LeBron James. LeBron James is closer to the end than he is to the beginning. This is the final chapter. We're in the final book of LeBron James's career. We're in the final chapter. We're at the end. You better enjoy what you are watching. Take it in, soak it in. Because you don't know when it ends. You don't know when it finishes up. And every minute, every moment adds to it. It doesn't matter where you think or what you think about LeBron and his legacy. He's still adding to it. And it's pretty damn awesome to see. So for him to be upset, for him to be pissed off, good. Let's see the results out there on the basketball court. Because Giannis Antetokounmpo, who I said earlier, who won the MVP, he wants at least one of what LeBron James has. And that's trophies. That's championships. Let's see if they come in. Speaking of trophies and championships, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the NFL. There's a guy who has one trophy. He should have two. We're going to talk about whether or not he's underrated or unappreciated. I'll tell you who it is when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.